Jesus' mighty name we are praying. He just dropped into my spirit for us to pray against voices, against our voices. Remember in the Bible, at the time Jehoshaphat and Ahab were going to war, and they gathered the prophets together. They were prophets in Israel. They were all saying the same thing, but it was by a lying spirit. It was lying spirit. But they were saying the same spirit. They called Micaiah, and the prophet said, yeah, the man is always against me. He's against me. Let's just call him. Let him come and talk. And he also joined them. He said, go to war. Go to war. The Lord has given victory. And the king, he was saying, this king said, he was saying sarcastically. And the king said, have I not told you? And the other king told him, please give us a word. And he said, if you go to that war, you will lose battle. See, many prophets were saying the same thing. The only one came and said something contrary. And said, the Lord have sent lying spirit to your camp. A man that does not know the word of God, but says he hears God, will make a lot of mistakes. The primary way the Lord speaks to us is by his word. When you hear voices more than you know the word of God, you can run into a lot of mistakes. Can we lift our two hands up? May I not hear a voice that is not yours? He said, my sheep hear my word. They hear my voice. I will hear you accurately. I will hear you clearly. I will hear you accurately. I will hear you clearly. I will hear you accurately. I will hear you clearly. Enishala we my heaven. Enishala le we le she. Enishala so mata se.
Asa so mata se. Awe my heaven.
Jesus mi o. And you shall love
me, my Lord.
Jesus, me, oh.
And you shall love me, my Lord.
Jesus, me, oh.
And you shall love me, my Lord.
And you
sometime March, April, when we talk about hearing God, but the Lord is dropping this into my. Let me share two stories with you. And those two stories have to do with some marriages I was involved in. How will I share this? There was a young man that wanted to get married. Whether in this church or not, I don't know. Whether at that time was a pastor or not, I don't know. You know how Paul spoke. and discuss with me about it. And I asked him, are you sure? Said he had heard God about it. How did he hear God on the matter? He said he had a dream. And in the dream, a name of a person he was going to get married to was given to him. He had a friend of him had a dream. And a friend of his told him, the Lord told me you're about to get married and he's going to give you your wife. So he traveled to the village. And when he got to the village, he met a person. And while talking to the person, he asked for the person's name. And the person gave him the exact name he had in the dream. I pray for you here. Any voice contrary to the voice of the Lord that is ministering to you, that will make you enter into trouble, let the Lord deliver you from that voice. In the name of Jesus. So, that took away all his defenses. I've had a dream. The name was given to me in the dream. My friend has confirmed to me that I'm getting married soon. But everything about the thing was not okay. So I advise him. Give it time. Give it time. Think about it. Just give it time. He went about it. I didn't know he was not happy to give it time. So he came back and said the family is putting me under pressure to get married. And I is sure that is the person. I said, my from my discussion with you, this area you have to look at it. This area you have to write. This area, he said, Pastor, don't worry. At least the Lord has spoken to me, and that is the way that God speaks to me. And they got married. After they got married, he discovered after they got married that the name the lady gave her was not the lady's name. It was after they got married that people started calling, you know, when he went for the ceremony, they were calling the person by a different name. By that time, it was late. The marriage could last within 1 year. It could last within 1 year. There was a marriage also that the person came, met the person somewhere. The person believed in dream. If I believe in dream more than the Bible, I had a dream. So I warned her. Your dream cannot be superior to the word of God. You know, sometimes you will come and tell me, I had a dream. The Lord says you do the Lord. I look at you, are not, I'm your pastor. You are not a prophet to me. I had a dream. I told her, be patient. I said, no, I have confirmation. My prayer partner, say, is the one. I had a dream. They all had a dream. Then they got married. Later she came to me, Probiodu, can a lot of prayer people get God wrong? Can they all hear wrongly? I said, what is it? He said, I just want you to tell me, can a group of believers that pray a lot, can they hear God wrongly? I said, what is it? She left. Today, the marriage has collapsed. Any voice that will put you to trouble, may you not hear that voice. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Stretch your hand towards your tongue. Any manipulation of voices, every manipulation of voices as an attack against your destiny, let the Lord arise and deliver you from them now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Can we say, Lord, let me hear you accurately. Let me hear you accurately. Let me hear you accurately. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me say this. When we get to hearing God, I will say that again. If I can remember. You see, when you are interested in something, let's say I'm desperate to make money, and I now want to seek God's face on it. Most of the time, there is tendency of me hearing God wrong, because my heart, my will, my everything is there. I don't know who I'm talking to. I never prepared this. It just dropped my spirit when I came here. Your mind, everything about you is there. See, it's like water passing through a pipe. When you have your own idea, it's like a sand. Your idea is like a sand in that pipe. The sand, the water will be melting that sand. All what you'll be seeing in the water is the color of what you think. Be careful. Be careful. Anyone giving you a word that will put you into trouble, let the Lord arise and deliver you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. For everyone with prophetic giftings, that the Lord is polluting your gifts. That the Lord is polluting your gifts. Anyone with prophetic giftings that believes in your giftings than the word of God, let the Lord teach you afresh. May you hear God afresh. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. May the Lord deliver us from every mistake in hearing Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There was a man of God that wanted to hear God. I'm teaching hearing God. I wanted to hear God. You know, there are many ways where there's something we call throwing a dice. God, if you are the one speaking, let this happen. Let that happen. Please, that's an Old Testament way of hearing God. It's nothing a New Testament way. But I've known a lot of people that do that, and it has put them into trouble. He was on the street of New York. He was in New York. When he said, God, if you are the one speaking, let me hear the voice of a cricket. People that have stayed in the village, you know that sound of the cricket. A special sound. Anybody know the sound of the cricket? Some people will start behaving as if they are Abuja based now. Sound of a cricket. On the street of New York, before when he woke up and was walking, he heard that noise of a cricket. For as far as it was right, it was God. He ran into major problem in his ministry because of that. Why am I teaching this? Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You want to talk to us. Let us hear you accurately, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass? When the Lord has not spoken. Can we lift our two hands to him and say, Holy Spirit, let me have an encounter with you this morning. An encounter that will change my life. An encounter that will change me. An encounter that will change me. An encounter that will change me. Let me have an encounter that will change me. Let me have an encounter that will change me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Most of the time we have not enjoyed everything that the Holy Spirit has available for us because we have misjudged the Holy Spirit. Because we have misrepresented Him. Because we have misunderstood Him. I make bold to tell you, without any iota of doubt, that the Holy Spirit is the most misrepresented, most misunderstood, most misjudged being on earth. In fact, many people make mistakes and they say, the Holy Spirit told me. In fact, when people want to gag you, they say, God told me. That's why in the place of hearing God and speaking on behalf of God, we tell people, don't tell people, God told me to tell you. Because you are gagging. Have you not seen when we're on campus, brothers come in and say, God say you are my wife. They are not married today. Have you seen any? I had a friend of mine, we're in campus together. There was a lady, we're in primary school together. When we left primary school, we all went to 3 different universities. But that friend of mine and I met in, we went to the same university. While we were in the university, he told me one day that he wanted to go to the university of this lady to propose to her. I said, propose to her about her. He said, because God speaks to me through dream, and God has spoken to me in the dream that is my wife. I now asked him, when last did you talk to her? Did you talk to her when we were in secondary school? He said, no. 3 years into the service, did you talk to her? He said, no. So you want to carry your bag and go to our university and now go and tell her that God told me you are my wife. So I said, please don't do that. He said, I should not worry that. He believes in his dreams. So my brother carried his bag and went and came back. When he came back, I asked him, what happened? He said, he told the man, and you know, no finesse. No way of talking like a guy that has fallen in love or whatever. Just say that I want to see you. God normally talked to me in my dream. In my dream, God told me this and it happened. In my dream, God told me that and it happened. In my dream, God told me that and it happened. And God said, I should come and tell you that you are my wife. And the lady also told her, God said, I should tell you, you are not my husband. And he told the lady that I believe in my dream and you will see. And the one also told him, I believe in hearing the word of God. And you will see, today they are not married. They are not talking. Most of the time, we say the Holy Spirit is speaking to us when he is not. Because we don't know who the Holy Spirit is. We have misjudged him. We have misrepresented him. We have given words out of our feeling. Sometimes, I look at Brother Chris. And I think Brother Chris should be wearing yellow shoe. And I've looked for a way to make him wear yellow shoe. But he has refused to wear yellow shoe. One day under the anointing, I can come and say, yellow, yellow, yellow. Brother Chris, yellow shoe. Yellow. Yellow. Kalama. Yellow. Yellow. Brother Chris, yellow. Yellow. That I said this shaky does not mean it is God. Because we have misrepresented the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The Holy Spirit is not a wind. The Holy Spirit came like a wind. It's not a wind. The Holy Spirit came like a fire upon them. It's not a fire. The Holy Spirit is represented by an oil. It's not oil. The Holy Spirit is not fog. The Holy Spirit is not rain. The Holy Spirit is not water. This is like a boat. It is not a boat. It is a speaker. When the Bible says like, it is not, it is the closest thing to represent it. For some of us, when the Holy Spirit come upon us, you will see like pepper, like fire in our body. You will see you cannot stand. It does not make it fire. It is like a fire. When somebody asks you, what happened? He says, something was burning my hand like fire. It is not fire. It is the Holy Spirit. Effect of a person. See, if I put on a good perfume and I pass through this place, people can turn and say, what kind of perfume is this? Because it can choke you or it can attract you. Do you understand that? Now imagine if I am invisible and I put on the perfume and I pass through here. Because I'm invisible, you can say I am a perfume. Do you understand? But I am like. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. He has an influence. I have an influence. I am not an influence. When the Holy Spirit comes down, we have experiences. The Holy Spirit is not the experience. When the Holy Spirit comes, there are manifestations. The Holy Spirit is not the manifestation. When I'm happy, I can dance. That is a manifestation of my happiness. I am not a dance. Like a water, he refreshes. There is no water. Like a wind, he is invisible and he feels. He's not a wind.
Like a fire, he burns and he judges, but it's not fire. Like an oil, he breathes ease, but it's not an oil. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He's not a force. He's not a power, even though he's powerful. You know I'm powerful now. But it doesn't make you to call me power. I am not. If we don't understand who the Holy Spirit is, we will not have the best of him. Because when we ask you to pray to the Holy Spirit, you just look at it. Wind. When we say, let me have an encounter, if the Holy Spirit, what will we be thinking about? Falling down. I will soon fall down. Now, no! He is more than that. If we don't accurately, adequately, correctly know him, define him, know his characteristics, we can't have the best out of him. So the beginning point of living the supernatural life is correctly acknowledging and knowing the Holy Spirit for who he is. He's more than, even though we do that to make the Holy Spirit come upon you. He's not a wind that will blow. Who is the Holy Spirit? John chapter 14. Let's read from verse 15. John 14. For if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. When you look at everywhere the Bible talks about Holy Spirit, the Bible never uses the word it. The Bible uses the word he. What is he? He is a personal pronoun that you use for a person. Remember, I did not say that you use for a human being, that you use for a person. The Holy Spirit is a person, and it can become your personal person. When he is a person, you don't see him like wind or fire. Wind cannot talk. Fire does not have emotion. Fire cannot give you knowledge. He is a person. A person. So, you are careful what you say about him. When you now say, the Holy Spirit told me. If you think he's a wind, you think you can say anything. But when you know he is a person that can judge you, can speak himself, you are careful. He is a person. If the Holy Spirit then is a person, that means you can talk to him. So when you wake up in the morning, you can greet him. Can we greet the Holy Spirit wherever we are now? Greet the Holy Spirit, let me hear you. Greet the Holy Spirit, let me hear you. Greet the Holy Spirit, let me hear you. So make it part of you when you wake up in the morning. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is not a wind. But when he passes, a wind can blow. Have you seen a trailer passing before? You can see it carrying many particles. Imagine that trailer is now invisible. And it moves that way. And wind moves. People might not know that it's a trailer. They will say a wind moves. He is a person. And you can talk to him. You can talk to him. And do you know what the Bible called him? My helper, our helper. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Asking for help is one of the easiest things we do as black men in the place of prayer. But when we say person, he's a person. It's beyond asking for help. When we say he's a person, that means we can have a relationship with him. When we say he's a person, that means we can talk to him. That means we can share the innermost part of our being with him. Moreover, he knows it already. If there's anything we have to take away from this service today, is that the Holy Spirit is a person and we can talk to him. Characteristics of a person, three characteristics: emotions, knowledge, will. What separates persons from any other creation is three: emotions, knowledge, and will. And the Holy Spirit, we call him a person because he has emotion. Ephesians 4:30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. He has feelings. He has emotion. The Holy Spirit does not struggle with people. He is very sensitive. When we say he's special, we say he has the will. 1 Corinthians 12:11, he gives the gift of the Spirit according to his will, the way he wills. And these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. He has a will. When we say he's a person, he has knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2:11. What knows the things, the mind of a man, apart from the spirit in man? So also, no one comprehends or knows the thought or the knowledge of God except the Spirit of God. And you know, John 14:26. Can we check John 14:26? John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He will teach you programming. He will teach you whatever. In addition to what you have learned in school, he will give you an extra. He will explain it better, dissify it for you. When you are writing an exam, he will give you words that your teacher will say, this is it. Teach you all things. You will leave the house one day as a businessman, and he will say, today, don't go to who say, go to Gariki. And you'll say, who should I go? I don't, no plan for Gariki. No one to meet in Gariki. And you are going to Gariki, and you met an old schoolmate. They say, are you in Abuja? I say, yes. And that moving to Gariki changes your life forever. Why? He knows all things, and he will teach you all things. He's a person. He thinks, he plans, he speaks. Acts 13:2, he spoke while they were fasting and praying and said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. When you go down to verse 4, they commissioned them in the power of the Holy Spirit and sent them away. The Holy Spirit commissioned and sent people for missions. The Holy Spirit commands. The Holy Spirit intercedes. That's Romans 8:26 or so. He intercedes. He prays for us. The Holy Spirit does what persons does. Listen to me. Everything, anyhow, you relate with your family members and your friends, you can relate to the Holy Spirit like that. In fact, you must relate to the Holy Spirit like that. In fact, you must relate to the Holy Spirit like that more than you relate with others. The only thing is that you can't see him. But he's ever there and ever ready to help you. Remember this. Let me read verse 17. John 14. Likewise, look at it. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. Look at that. What did he say? Can we read that? But let's go. You know him. For he dwells with you and will be. So in your house, the Holy Spirit dwells there. You are not alone. In your car, the Holy Spirit is with you. In your office, he is with you. And then he is in you. He is a person. Number two, the Holy Spirit is not only a person, Is it number three? Number one, we've spoken about what the Holy Spirit is not. Number two, we have moved ahead to say, lay the foundation of what you must know before you know anything about the Holy Spirit. And is that He is a person. Number two, foundation that you must know and be sure about before any other thing you should know about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is God. All through the Bible, He has the titles of God. Genesis 1:2, and the Spirit of God hovered over the water. Judges 3:10, and the Spirit of the Lord was there. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me and He has anointed me. All over the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God. Remember, my spirit is not called Holy Spirit, it's a Abiodun spirit. Because it is only God that is holy. And He is called Holy Spirit because He is God. Even in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. 2 Corinthians 3, 16. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord that brings about freedom. So all the titles of the Holy Spirit are titles of God. Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit. He has the titles of God. Did you notice one thing also? That the Holy Spirit possesses divine attributes. Attributes that we relate with God are related with the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 1 verse 4, He is called the Spirit of Holiness. Romans 14, 17 talks about righteousness, joy, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of righteousness. 1 John 5, 6 calls Him the Spirit of truth. And we know Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. And in fact, it calls Him the Spirit of Christ. John 16:13 also calls Him the Spirit of truth. 1 Corinthians 2:10 talks about the omniscience of Christ. He knows all things. We've read that already. Psalm 139, let's read verse 7 to 10, from 7 to 9. Psalm 139, 7 to 9. Can the whole church be together? Are we ready? Is it on the screen? Okay. Or you can open your Bible. Psalm 139 from verse 7. 1, 2, go. Let's go. Where shall I go from? Okay. Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heavens, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, in hell, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the world, of the sea, continue, sir. Even there, Your hand shall lead me and Your right hand shall hold me. Where did it start from? Where can I hide or go away from Your Spirit? The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. So now, you are here now. Your child is at a school, a boarding house, far away, where your heart is not, where your eye is not, where you have not reached, where you don't know what is happening. What do you do about that? You talk to the Holy Spirit. You are everywhere. Where my child is, you can help him. Watch over him. In the name of Jesus. We leave the house every day. Everybody. I don't want to use scatter. We all move in a different direction. Our children, for some of us, our children are in different schools. You are in a different place of work. Your wife is in another place. During the day, we are all at different places. You hear something has happened in Kuba. Your children are in Kuba. The first thing that comes to people's mind is you jump up. No, don't do that. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. You can talk to Him. Holy Spirit, I speak peace to my husband. I'm hearing different news about his place of work. That I speak. You are there. Watch over my husband. In the name of Jesus. He is a person that you can talk to. And if there is something happening in the place of work of your husband that you need to know about and pray, he will pinch you and say, stand up. Begin to pray for your husband. Begin to pray for your husband. And that is why we encourage you to receive the baptism of Holy Spirit. Because sometimes when he touches you and say, pray for your wife, where do you start from? What will you pray about? But when you can't pray in understanding, you know the Holy Spirit will guide you, because he's the one that gives you all strength to speak it on. Shut up your mama, Leben Debo Korea, my wife, Galama Jintala Makeria Bazita, Holy Spirit, my children, Maria, Entelele Lebo Korea Maza, Karia Kalada da da da. I call your name, Omolola, Anta Lebo Korea, Mariaka, Erianana Makete Lebo, Maria Princess, Elebo, Magaria Kalada, Etelebo, Maria Kalada Daba, Eria, Holy Spirit, help Princess, Alabaka. You don't need to run letters, sir, because the Holy Spirit, a person, your friend, is there. Remember, if I send my children abroad for education and my brother is there, if there is an issue, I don't need to enter the play and run there. All I need to do is call my brother that is the guardian. And the Holy Spirit is your guardian on earth and is guiding your children wherever they are. So all this thing of, hey, I want to run, pepe, calm down. Calm down. Without the Holy Spirit, some of us would have died before our time. Because the news we hear, the fear, the different things we hear all about, from about church members, family members, this, there, different ministries, different people you're overseeing, different places. There is your helper, he's our helper, he's a person that we can talk to. Even when you did not know in the past, he was helping you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. And you know what? He's busy doing divine works everywhere. Almost everything that God does, he does by the Holy Spirit. When the earth was without form, it was the Holy Spirit that first appeared and hovered over the waters. It's the Holy Spirit that creates. Listen, the Holy Spirit creates. The Holy Spirit judges. He judged Paul and he judged Sapphira and Ananias. The Holy Spirit gives innovation and creativity. When they were about to build the tabernacle, he was the one that gave ideas to the people. The Holy Spirit gives life. Can we read Romans 8:11? He is God and is there to help you. Please don't see him as a thing. You will not have the benefit that he gives. Can we read together Romans 8:11? And the church, let's go. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what will you do? He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through what? The Spirit who dwells in you. So listen, the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead, where is he? I cannot lose any battle of life again. The devil cannot reign over me again. The devil cannot have his way again. The Holy Spirit, a person that is God, lives in me. I can never be stranded again. It might look like it, but it cannot be. I cannot be stranded. I cannot lack, because the one that created the world and all its resources is in me. And remember, as Jesus is, so we are in the world. We have the Zoe life of God in us, and the Holy Spirit is in us. What more do you need? Now is the time to engage the Holy Spirit that is in us. I suspect, I guess, or I want to see going forward, our children asking you, Mommy, who are you talking to? Daddy, who are you talking to? When you are in the kitchen cooking,
And you remember something, you can't pray, Holy Spirit help me. I've shared before, when I was in the bank, there was a woman that worked for a company. I forgot the name of company. I was in clearing that time, briefly, clearing. And I took a check to clearing. I was supposed to return the check to the woman, and I forgot. And then the woman has released the goods to the person because the check time of the check has elapsed, and he thought the person has gotten the check. I was in church one day worshiping God, you know, having said, raising hand, one to God, and then the thing dropped into my spirit. Whoom! You see, if your most difficult customer, you kept the check of a person and you did not return it, you know you have almost lost your job. But it was at the cause of that the thing dropped in my spirit. Hey! I busted out into tongues in a Baptist church where they don't normally speak in tongues. Alaka! Hey, hey, hey! La gala! Geria gala! Hey, hey! You know, there are some tongues that change from your normal tongues when you know you are in trouble. But the Holy Spirit helped me. What am I saying? Where you are in trouble, what people call the deepest something, the Holy Spirit can pull you from there. He is a person that you can talk to. He knows your infirmity, he knows your weakness. And that's why Jesus sent him to help us. We must know him as God. We must know him as a person to be able to enjoy everything he has. Before you talk about the baptism, before you talk about the feeling, we talk about healing. Because before you talk about the anointing, because when we come to the anointing, you'll be thinking oil. No, there is a person that has that oil. It's not an oil. When you have this basis, other things fall into place easily. When you know he's a person, you will know that he speaks and you can hear him. The reason why it's difficult to hear God is many people don't know that he's a person. Is there any trouble you are in? You can talk to him. He is a person. And he is a God. He is a person. And he is God. Lastly, we can have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. The encounter has come at different levels of talking to him, of him revealing himself, of him indwelling in our spirit when we get born again. We can move to an encounter of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. We move from there, move to an encounter of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We move from there, move into encounters of having different gifts of the Spirit. Move from there. You can move from one level of glory to the other of encounters with him. I asked them in the second service, when last did you retreated, went on a retreat yourself to talk with the Holy Spirit, your friend? Because I've been running up and down, up and down, up and down in Abuja for the past 3 years. Let me spare a time to talk to the Holy Spirit alone. Do that, your life will change permanently and forever. All the things clear in your eye can be cleared away. You can see clearly, you can be refreshed, and it will come true for you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. It's time to talk to him. It's time to talk to him. You know he's a person. You know he's God. You know he's not a wind, even though when he moves, there's a wind. You know him tangibly now. Tangibly now. Can you talk to him? Talk to him. Talk to him the way you talk to your friend, the way you talk to your father. Can we talk to him? Take away every tradition, take away every religiosity. It's now time to talk to him. Talk to him. Every other thing will teach you about the supernatural, and the Holy Spirit will make meaning when you get this one right. He is not his manifestation, he is a person and he is God. Whatever God can do, the Holy Spirit can do for you. Because he is God. He is the one that Jesus has sent to you to help you. to deliver into your hands everything that God has available for you. Talk to him. 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 I may not know you how I should, but I've heard you are a person. I want to relate with you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I may not have the right word to speak at this time, because of the knowledge of being able to talk to you seems too big for me. But Holy Spirit, I'm here to say I am willing to start talking to you. I may not feel you around. It may look as if you are hiding. But I've heard today that you are not a wind. You are a person. So even when I don't feel you around, I know you are there. I decide to talk to you. I know you can be grieved because you are a person. Help me not to do things that will grieve you. Holy Spirit, I learned that you can teach all things. In my place of work, any assignment that is bigger than me, grant me the wisdom to be able to do it. Teach me. Teach me. Holy Spirit, I know the Bible says you are always with me and you will be with me, in me. So I know you are always by my side and you are in me. I can always talk to you. Ah, Holy Spirit, you are called the helper. The helper is with me. The helper is in me. I know from today I can never lie at them. Holy Spirit, thank you. Who am I that you have chosen to stay with me? Who am I that you have chosen to stay in me? Because you are in me and you are with me. Everywhere you I go to, you are with me. You can't be with me and I will be involved in an accident. You can't be with me and I will lose. You can't be with me and man's will prevail. You can't, you can't, you can't. Thank you for the knowledge that you are a person and that you are God. You are God, you rule in the affairs of men. None can prevail against you. I thank you. Oh, what a wonderful knowledge that you have chosen to live in me and be by my side. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please talk to him about that thing you have never told anybody before. He knows about it already. But he wants to know that you trust him enough to talk to him about it. Talk to him about that challenge that you are afraid of, that scares you. He is a person, he can hear you. He is God, he can solve it. He is a person, you can relate with him. He is God, he can change it. He is a person, he can talk to him, he can hear you. He is God, he can make a way. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. He is a person. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, when you begin relating with him like a person, he can give you instructions like this. Sometimes, when I was much young and I was starting learning about walking with him, Bjorn, stand up. Let's go for a walk. Wow. Just stand up. Walk out of the house, just go. Be walking, and I'll be hearing God. My God. I'll be hearing different things. Different things. Different things. There's nothing as wonderful as understanding the Holy Spirit like a person, God, that can walk with you. So you can be going to office in the car, and you just hear your spirit. Off the radio, I want to talk to you. You switch it off, and you start hearing things. He just start talking to you. He just start talking to you. He start dropping things in your spirit. We have to explain when we say he talks to you different way. Some hear words audibly. Some just know in their spirit. Some, something is dropped. They perceive. Some, as you are, you just see like a screen. As if you are watching a movie. There's nothing. He's a person. There's nothing he desires more like talking to you. Can we take one more prayer? Holy Spirit, let me have an encounter with you this week. Fill me. Overshadow my life. And let me have an encounter with you. Fill me. Overshadow my life. and let me have an encounter with you. Holy Spirit, I commit my children into your hands. My children are dedicated to you. Let them have an encounter with you. And he said, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Let me hear your voice, Holy Spirit. Let my children hear your voice. Let my people hear your voice. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. Jesus was 12 when the Bible was saying he was growing in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. At age 12, he was engaging. He was engaging. Priest, he was engaging the prophet. And someone about age 12, between 9 and 12, also heard the voice of the Lord. Your children are not too old, or they are not too young to hear God. They are not too young to hear God. Can we commit our children to your hands of God? Holy Spirit, you are the God of our family. Let our children hear you. Let our children have a relationship with you. Let our children be touched by you. Let our children be touched by you. Holy Spirit, whatever you are doing in our life, let our children experience it also. Let our children experience it also. Be their guide. Be their help wherever they are. Be their guide. Be their help. Out of the mouth of babe, he has ordained praise. He has ordained power. He has ordained praise. He has ordained power. May our children hear you clearly. Minister to them like you minister to Samuel. Open their eyes. Open their ears. Touch their tongues. Let them be powerful instruments in your hands, oh Holy Spirit. We thank you. We glorify your name. Bring me into a supernatural life, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you. Help me not to abandon you. Help me to have a new experience. A new walk with you. Just a closer walk with you, Holy Spirit. Tete a tete. Friend to friend talk. Reveal things unto me. Teach me things. Be my number one mentor. Holy Spirit, there are many things I need to do that I don't know how to. That I don't have the power. That I don't have the resources. But I have you. That means I have everything. Come to my aid. Come to my help. Help me prevail over the politics of the workplace. Help me in my family. Help me in my marriage. Holy Spirit, help me. Can we talk to him? Just talk to the Holy Spirit once more. Help me this week. Can you commit your ways this week to the Holy Spirit? Commit your ways to him. Commit your ways to him. Is there an information you need to know that you don't know? Talk to him. He is the one that searches all things. The deepest things of God. He is the one that knows the mind of Christ. Tell him to show you. Tell him to show you. Tell him to show you. And say, from today, I'll talk to you daily. I'll relate with you more than this. I will listen for your voice. I will listen for your voice. I will listen for your voice. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. It is written you will hear a voice behind you. You will hear a voice behind you. That this is the way, walk in it. This is the last time you will be confused in life. In the name of Jesus. By the voice of the Holy Spirit, let there be a direction for you. In the name of Jesus,
Listen, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children, they are the sons of God. So if you are a son of God, you are led. You are led. You are led as a son of God this week and beyond. Let there be a guidance for you. Let there be a leading for you. In the name of Jesus. Please, I beg you, don't be in a hurry to do things without consulting the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He is God. He is your comforter. He is your counselor. He is your helper. He is your advocate. He is your standby. He is your intercessor. He is the best friend that you need. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It's time to have a relationship with him. Holy Spirit, we ask for your help all around us. We ask for your guidance and your leading. We ask that we move from where we are to a place of talking to you, relating with you, better than now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, bring us into the supernatural life, supernatural kind of living. Help us engage the Zoe life of God in us. Help us in every ramification of help. We thank you, we glorify your name. We ask for your wisdom. Be our mentor. Be our teacher. We thank you, we exalt your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord help you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord be at your beck and your call. May He come through for you. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not be confused. You will not be stranded. You will no longer run scatter. You will no longer beat about the bush. Your pathway are clear. His light shines before you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift your countenance upon you. The Lord introduce the Holy Spirit to you in a new dimension. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please stretch forth your hand towards the altar again. Everything in you that has not been engaged, everything put in you for your breakthrough, for your next level, that has not been activated, we activate them for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Anything in your heart to try that you have not tried, you are receiving the strength and the confidence to try them. Start them now. Start them now. I have stopped praying. I'm telling you, I'm giving you instruction. Do you understand? That thing you wanted to do that you are afraid of, the Holy Spirit is in you by your side to help you. If you are not afraid of anything, it's small. When God gives you vision, it looks impossible. That is when you know it's God. But the one you can do, they are small. So in this strength, in this might, go and achieve great things this week. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name.